Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, stand by.
This is Tanner and Drew's Donkey Show.
Yes!
Hold on.
Yeah! There they are. Just listening to that intro, I realized I gotta build a new one here.
Yeah, what the hell?
Because it's Tanner, Drew, and Laura's Donkey Show podcast.
Yeah, but it's the old voice guy, right? So
it's old school. I just figured.
We were due a couple years ago for one, but
I figured, screw it, just because it was like nostalgia.
I feel like adding my name is gonna mess that up.
It will.
That's fine. Let's labor off.
It screwed everything up. It did, and it cost us thousands.
You
but
know what,
whatever.
It's your fault.
We'll do it.
You didn't have to bring me here.
We'll add you on.
Yeah, I'll get a new intro made soon. It's Tanner, Drew, and Laura's Donkey Show podcast, heard Monday through Thursday at 105.9thebrew.com. Thanks for checking us out today. I'm Tanner, Drew's right there.
Hey,
Laura's here, and on the phone with us right now is both Phyllis Adcock and Pube Boy.
Ooh.
Who, of course, are going to be jousting each other at our bacon and beer party coming up Valentine's Day at Ancestry Brewing in Tualatin.
Arch rivals.
And the verbal jousting's well underway.
Yeah. Before I go to Phyllis, I want to talk to Pube Boy first.
Okay.
Pube Boy, good morning.
Good morning.
You only sent one talk back in last night. It seems that you're trying to hold off on sending so many talkbacks in.
Well, I mean, he's sober for the week. Is that why?
Yeah, I wasn't really sober last night. That's the only reason I sent one. So,
I see.
I thought you said you were going to not drink or smoke until the jousting match, and that lasted one day.
Yeah, it was. One day.
You know what? One day is better than no day. So that's
which I was wondering how he was able to do that because, you know, like, even at the level at which I drink, if you just go cold turkey, it doesn't feel great.
Right.
And he drinks.
Yeah, no, it was rough. I got no sleep, and it was horrible.
Oh, no.
So you woke up and started drinking, or did you just decide to drink the next day? What happened?
Oh, the next day I did. I was like, okay, I'm not waking up at 4:00 in the morning and just laying in bed trying to go back to sleep till my alarm goes off. That's no fun. And then trying to go to sleep, like, no, it's hard.
You know,
I mean,
aren't
you concerned? Because I'm pretty sure that's a sign of alcoholism.
Pretty sure you've already established that I'm an alcoholic.
He's like, hey,
if you just put that name behind you, there's a lot less stress.
you know what you could
do,
though?
Have you listened to the show?
No, I haven't. I'm not a fan of the host. Either. Not a fan of the co-host.
This is what you do. You wake up at 4 a.m. and then you start doing push-ups. Yeah. That's what you do to kill the time.
Yeah, day two, though, that's so tough. I think what would be best for him would be to just cut down. You know, like, even if he'd went from 10 drinks to 4 drinks, it would be a noticeable difference.
What are you drinking, Pew Boy? Are you drinking alcohol, like hard alcohol, or are you drinking beer?
Like malt liquor.
Beer. Yeah, hurricanes.
What's harder?
Okay, that is not beer.
What's harder to stop drinking, Drew, beer or hurricanes, or hard alcohol?
Because hurricane, is that malt liquor?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
So you're drinking malt liquor?
Yes.
Yeah, so this is what street bums drink. This is what, when you have $3 and you have to get a buzz and sleep on the road.
Do you drink it with the paper bag still on, or no?
Why do you think I drink it in public?
Because you've told us you drink in public. Didn't you say you drank one out in front of like a 7-Eleven?
Okay.
I like how he's like, what did I do that? All right, yeah, all right, okay, fine.
You got to pass and answered.
Right. Repeating my own things back to me. That's fine.
Because the hurricane, and I don't mean to judge people, but like when it's 9 in the morning, like when we helped Laura move and a guy was getting a hurricane, he looked like he had peed his pants. You know, and it's like that's
and if,
the type
if he
of
hadn't,
people.
He was about
he was
to.
Going to before noon.
Do you drink Mad Dog 2020 at all?
No.
Because that's too much. Yeah, yeah. That's too much. Because you're a classy guy.
He'd lose a roommate because he'd fight.
So are you an everydayer? Do you drink every single day, Pew Boy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, except for Monday.
Yeah.
So what's the amount, though? Like, so if How much would it would you have to drink
six.
To break even?
Three to six.
3 to 6, but it's hurricanes. Not, how many ounces are in a hurricane?
They're like 22 and a half.
Okay.
Oh, my God. So each one of those is over two beers because of the liquor content. So it's actually a half rack. It would be like 13 Coors Lights, Tanner.
Dude, I'd be hammered. Mm-hmm. I would be hammered.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I mean, like six Coors, actually like four or five Coors Lights, and I've fucking got a good buzz. But
so I drink three to and five if I'm getting loose, like, and I'm watching a sporting event. But I drink about three seltzers a day and have zero hangover, zero issues with it. But if I drank 12 seltzers, I would be no good at this.
Do you
this.
Catch a buzz off three seltzers, though?
Not really. I mean, it's a soft buzz, but you're not like, I'm buzzing.
I was going to say, so like, I guess, what's the... This is going to make me sound...
What's the point?
Yeah, because, I mean,
landing
I guess...
Landing gear. You know, you...
Something to take the edge off.
And something, yeah, so okay. It's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
You know, it's something to sip on. Like, last night, I had two seltzers, one of which was while I played Mario Kart with my kids. It took me like 10 minutes to drink it, but I felt like I was getting loose, you know, because it's a vice.
Yeah.
You have to have vices or you drink hurricanes.
Friend of mine's drinking a lot of seltzers right now because she's on a diet.
Mm-hmm. And it's a good way to buzz and still have a midsection.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I'm surprised that Pube Boy hasn't tried something like, it's one thing to quit alcohol, but try something a little lighter than hurricanes.
Yeah, have you tried that? Maybe trying like a softer drink or something that's not as intense?
Yeah, I like the taste of it. Like, I drink Coors Light too sometimes if they don't have hurricanes, but it's I like the taste of it.
Well, listen, you can drink as much as you want. I'm just concerned that you're not going to be in shape for the big match, which is coming up in less than a week now. Mm-hmm. Valentine's Day, Pube Boy will be taking on Phyllis Adcock, who is now joining the show. Good morning, Phyllis.
What's up, guys? How you doing? Hey, Pube, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Hey, these guys are going to be going at it on Valentine's Day at Bacon and Beer. Now, remember, fellas, and I don't think I've told you guys this, but whoever loses will be banned from the show for at least a little bit.
Rude.
Well, just don't lose.
See, I think we got to have something on it, right? Like, there has to be a reason, a dog in the fight for you.
That doesn't mean you can't listen.
Nothing to worry about. So.
I can't control you listening to the show, but we can't. We'll never have you on. You can't win concert tickets.
Yeah.
You can't come to events. Nothing, at least for a certain amount of time.
Like a 60 day? What do you think?
I don't know. I was thinking 30, but do you think 60?
In my head, I just thought a month, but if we want to go like a full six, we can at least talk about it.
Yeah, okay. All options are on the table.
What do you think, Phyllis? Do you think that's a good idea to have the loser be banned from the show for a little while?
I mean, it's not a bad idea. I have pretty high confidence in myself, not trying to be cocky or anything, but I'm thinking I'm going to take this thing. So I don't,
what makes you think?
Let's be real. Let's be real. There's like a 90% chance you're going to take this thing. Maybe 95% chance.
Stop that attitude, Pube Boy.
Pube Boy, where did that come from? Because you've been bringing heat for 2 weeks now. Saying that I'm going to kick this guy's ass. Oh, I can't wait for it. Oh, you'd get drunk. You'd call. You'd use the talkback machine. And you'd say things like, oh, I just can't wait. Oh, I'm ready.
And then he just opened a bucket of doubt.
Where's that Pube Boy?
It takes a few drinks.
And so is that the plan?
A little more realistic thinking when I'm sober.
Okay, so if he's well-oiled, he'll be all right.
So I think we're going to do the jousting match around 8 a.m. Pube Boy,
plenty of time.
We need you there on time. So you need to be there early. And I suppose I want him to be vocal. And so if he needs to drink to be vocal, someone get this man a beer.
Right at 7 a.m. both of us will just slam three shots. And that way we'll see what happens when we get
there. All right.
Now, Pube, are you going to be going to work after this event, or are you're out? You called off that day.
Yeah, I'm off. Okay. Like, I'm not going to try to go to work after this.
Okay, great.
Concussed.
So the winner's going to get concert tickets of their choosing. The loser will be banned from the show. And, you know, a lot of people, I got to tell you, Pube Boy, every time I have you on the show, and you know I like you, but every time I have you on, I get an email from somebody, a talk back from somebody, a text message from somebody that tells me how much they can't stand you.
Okay. And again, I don't care what people think, and I kind of like being hated.
How does it make you feel when they tell us they're going to quit listening to our show because you exist?
They're not going to. Like, they're lying.
So well, I don't know that for sure.
So you think they're crying wolf?
But they're not going to stop listening to your show.
Because as a radio person, I think about these things. Like, are we pushing people away? Do we have Pew Boy on too much?
Mm-hmm. I do tend to agree that they won't stop listening because they want to keep listening to see if Pew Boy keeps coming on the show. And how will they know that if they don't tune in?
What do you think, Phyllis? When you hear Pew Boy on the air, what do you want us to move on? Does it piss you off? Like, what about him drives you crazy?
Well, so originally it was annoying, just the way it came in. And then, no offense, but it was like the adventures of Pew Boy. I was like, oh my Christ. Like, again, I'm at work, there's like this dude over here. I'm like, God. And then what bugged me was when, it's not like I hate you, brother, but I mean, since we're like doing it, like when you're like, oh, these girls and like knew my voice, or like, oh, what really bugged me was when you're like, why would I pay for this chick just to get you to your own event, bro? And when she's like my booty call, which like now you're not even giving her a name. She's like some object. And like, no offense, bro, but like, I don't know who you are that you think you could do that shit. Like, you know what I mean? That's what really like irked me. But now, honestly, now ever since like it's gonna be Pew Boy versus whoever, and then Phil Zach, it's kind of been fun. And you've kind of owned your role a little bit more, which is the better part to me. Like, I don't know. At first, I just kind of think like, this dude, does he really think he's like fucking cool or something over there? But now, most recently, like because you've been backtracking a little bit, it's like, oh, he is just kind of fucking around and, you know.
I don't know. I do believe there's a part of him that says, yes, fucking around a bit. But I do believe, Pew Boy, you do think that you're a bit of a ladies' man. You do think that you're a cool guy and you've got things figured out, right?
I don't know that I'm a ladies' man, but to clarify, for the whole paying for the booty call, if I call a chick over and want her to come over, then I'll pay for her to get there. If she's calling me and wants me to come over there, why would I pay?
Yeah, what kind of mentality is that? That's like, I don't even know where like those rules, are there even rules? Is that like, how about if you guys are going to bang, you guys
rules.
Just get together and do it and just like mutually respect each other for the love of Christ?
Why won't you spend money for an Uber? I mean, why not? Like, if you're going to get laid, that's payment enough.
That's
if I know that I'm going to get laid, I do.
You're going to get laid, whatever.
But did she offer? Were you like, oh, I don't know, I'm on the fence? She's like, I'll pay for your
Uber. Yeah, but even then,
like, okay.
I'm about to get laid. I wouldn't want to take that. I would just think that I'm being a mooch.
I just never would ask at all. For her to pay.
Okay, well,
and I'm
again,
not saying
I didn't
that's
ask,
a better way.
I ride the bus, and she lives downtown, so I'm not taking like two different buses at 11 o'clock at night to go see a chick.
She must have really wanted it. She must have really wanted the pube batch in her face.
Wow. And I get the feeling that, you know, because Phyllis has brought this up a couple of times about how he treats women. Mm-hmm. And we know for a fact he's got one of those strong, cool moms who probably raised by a bunch of strong women who told him not to treat women like that.
Right.
And so it's a triggering thing. Like, hey.
We've met two ladies in Phyllis's life, his mother and his girlfriend. And they're both very classy, very respectable people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they taught that to Phyllis, obviously.
Yeah.
Apparently, people didn't learn.
You guys couldn't be more right. Like, I was kind of like, quote unquote, raised on my mom and sister. My dad's from Texas. I love my dad dearly and all that. He's just a quiet, you know, dude, and he liked to stay home. I would always go out with my mom and sister and everything. And yeah, I mean, my mom and my sister, holy crap, talk about someone you don't want to fuck with. Like, I just have really strong, beautiful women in my family. And so when I see a dude treat any woman bad, it's like, that cliche, that is someone's mother, that is someone's sister. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, who the fuck do you think you are, dog? Like, that's just how I feel about it.
All right, Pew Boy, you hear that? You hear that passion?
Concrete hands.
Mm-hmm.
He goes,
And then this morning, Pew Boy, I didn't understand your talk back because you're like, why are you carrying concrete upstairs? Because
when you could use the elevator in an unfinished building.
But they're building the building. The elevator doesn't exist yet.
Again, to clarify, a man lift is an outside elevator that takes people and materials up, and there's cranes. Like, we never carried stuff upstairs. Like,
bro, it's a 50-pound bag of concrete. When you take lumber, when you take bags of things up there, you're not going to use the goddamn crane that's taking up fucking thousands of pounds worth of trusses to put on top of the building. They're not going to pause and be like, oh, dog, you can't make it up the stairs with 50-pound bag of concrete. You can go find another job. And I do it two at a time because I don't want, that's half the way up. And also, I mean, it's just, I like doing things that make me stronger. And like, why not? If I'm carrying 150 pound, like what's two kind of thing, you know, it's like, it's not collapsing my body. I got this, but I mean, just the fact that you think a crane brings material up, and there are those lifts, you're right, but you're not supposed to be handing 50 pound bags across that gap, because if it drops, there's just so, if you knew anything about anything, you wouldn't even say that. Like, that's why I'm just like, you know, I like try to hit me with a comeback and then you make no sense. And you'll have to kind of make yourself look dumb.
Pewboy, so, did any of that make sense to you? Did the explanation make the explanation? Nation makes sense?
Sure. I was also a plumber, though, so I don't know how you're going to fit 20 feet lengths of pipe in an elevator. So, yeah, when the crane brings that up, it brings other stuff up, too. So
yeah, bro, but our plumber, I don't know how much piping you can bring up there, but our plumbers, they put it up through the elevator shaft. They've got little tiny pulleys, and they pull them up through there. You don't use the goddamn crane for that.
Well, I would also think, too, that there's, you know, if you put 150-pound bag in there, and if, let's say, if you're using the elevator, you end up putting 10 50-pound bags in there. Next thing you know, you got a lot more weight in that elevator. I would think that all that extra weight would be an issue, right?
Well, and then think about it. You got to stack
them up. They have, 2,000-pound limits in elevators, so...
You got to pick them up once, stack them in the elevator. Then you got to get in the elevator. Then you got to get up there. Then you got to unstack them and still carry them. It's not like it's going to be the spot you need. It's right outside the thing. All that time taken where you could just put two shoulders and then walk up the stairs, put it right where you want, walk back downstairs with no weight, breathe. And dude, you have it done in half the time. And you're not a punk, and you can walk upstairs with, you know, anything. So,
whenever you lose like a pole on your fence, and you gotta put concrete in, you know, you gotta go get those 50-pound bags from Home Depot. They are so heavy as dead weight, like to move it onto the cart and then back into the car and then back to your house without carrying it up the stairs. You definitely don't want to put it down and pick it up more than you have to.
Yeah, and he's doing two of those.
Yeah,
two
just
of them.
Pick it up one time and move it.
How do you get the second one up? Because obviously I can understand you picking the second one up and putting it on your shoulder, but when you've got the first one on your shoulder already, how do you get the second one there? Do you have somebody put it there, or how do you do it?
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun.
The only way to do it, I mean, you can't always, but usually they're stacked decently high, right? You just kind of get one kind of pulled off to the edge. You put the one on your right shoulder, and you kind of just squat down, get under it, and just kind of shimmy it on your shoulder and stand up and off you go.
So he's using the leverage of the stack to get that other one.
My abs hurt just thinking about
No,
that.
No, man.
The shoulder, the weight on the shoulder alone has got to be painful.
Ooh. So, Pew Boy, what have you been...
The neck area hurts more than it is heavy after a while, not going to lie.
Pew Boy, what have you been doing to train? I know that you said you were going to stop smoking and drinking. That lasted one day. What else are you doing?
Nothing.
Weren't you doing push-ups and squats? Didn't he send us a talk back all one night? Yeah, doing lunges?
But what's the point? It's like 6 days away. Like,
stop. Don't say that. Don't sell yourself short, Pew Boy.
Don't die out yet, bro.
Just do some burpees. Just, you know.
He'll have some drinks tonight, and then we'll get 12 talkback messages of him all fired up.
No, you won't.
He's like, I wish you called me in the middle of the night, baby.
You got a punching bag or something? You could just like.
Are you getting? Are you getting in your head a bit? Is this fight getting in your head a bit?
Feels like it.
Maybe a little, but I mean, it's not a real fight, so it's not like I'm going to get hurt.
I mean, you guys are going to be wearing pads and everything, like an adjusting match. But
it's
Phyllis,
a competition. Still.
He's going to go hard, and you don't want to lose, even if you're not getting hurt. You don't want to lose.
You at least got to put in your best shot. You know, give it your.
And Pew Boy, where's that inmate passion that we heard from a couple weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
Where you were gonna take no shit from somebody calling you a bitch. Like this one. Like, listen to this. Listen to this, Pew Boy.
Hashtag Pewby ain't no bitch, 20 months.
What do you think of that, Pew Boy?
Nice.
Listen, he likes it.
See, I think you're right. He's going to require a little bit of liquid courage.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully it's not too much of a commanding presence out of Phyllis, and he can kind of get up a little gumption.
Are you at work right now, Pew Boy?
Yes. And we have like an audit coming up, and I'm supposed to be doing a lot of stuff, so I need to like kind of wrap this up rather sooner than later.
All right, buddy. We'll let you go. Pew Boy and Phyllis Adcock going at it Valentine's Day at Ancestry Brewing in Tualatin. It's their 25th bacon and beer, and I couldn't be more excited. We'll talk to you guys soon, okay? We'll talk to you tomorrow. Very excited.
Okay.
Absolutely. Right. Love you guys.
Pew Boy and Phyllis, everybody. Pew
See
Boy
you
and Phyllis.
Later.
Hurricanes and concrete.
Yeah, they're both good guys. Yeah. They're both good dudes. You know, mm-hmm. They just need to work out their differences. And
only one can win.
It does seem like Pew Boy is in his head a little bit. It does seem when he's sober that he's not really full Pew Boy.
Mm, it felt a little bit like his spirit's been broken.
Yeah. Yeah, it does a little bit. And I don't know why. Now, again, I think he's going to get drunk. He says he won't. Mm-hmm. But he'll probably get drunk today or tomorrow, or at least over the weekend, and send a shit ton of talkbacks. Because he always thinks of things later.
Yeah.
Right.
He's like, you know, when Sean Britt said this, I should have said this.
Right.
And Sunday is the Super Bowl. I bet you that guy is going to be upside down in our phone line.
He's going to be lit up for sure. Mm-hmm. I don't know, though. Like, at bacon and beer, that's not going to play well for his, like, I have to think about a comeback. You know, you got to be on your toes.
Mm-hmm. Really, he just needs to work on not getting knocked.
Maybe on Wednesday, Wednesday morning after the bacon and beer, we'll do a segment where it's just the jokes that Pew Boy should have shared with
the
us.
The things that Pew Boy should have
exactly.
said.
Yeah. These are the ones that we're going to kill.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We'll probably have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, see what we didn't talk about today. We touched on everything for the most part.
All the legal touching we can do.
Well,
I'm really tired this morning.
Yeah,
I feel you. Same boat.
Yeah, I could tell Laura was tired too. I can always tell, you know, she's just a little crankier in the morning.
Yeah, more than usual, which, you know, I always come in with a bit of crank.
Yeah.
Turn it up a little.
I'll cranky. Tell you what, you turn it off really quick, though, because I can see it in her face. And then within 3 minutes, she's decranked.
Usually once the show starts.
Yeah.
But like I started in a bad mood today because I was telling you about that car who nearly blocked me in outside
You can tell the story again.
Yeah. I walked outside and I had parked. There's only street parking at my condo. So I had parked like at the front spot. There's a sidewalk there. So technically you can park there. There's a curb there, but you're not supposed to because it's a sidewalk. So nobody ever parks there. So I was in the front. Nobody was in front of me. And then I walked down today and there's some dude in a pickup truck parked where you're not supposed to be parking in front of the sidewalk, like 2 inches, maybe not even from my car. Like I had to look and get down to see if his back bumper was touching my fender, you know? And then I was like, how am I going to get out of here? I'm parallel parked. And so thankfully, the little Prius behind me, there was maybe like a little, like a half a foot to a foot of space. So I had to do like a 27-point turn to even
Full
get
Austin
out of my
powers.
Spot. Yeah. Oh, man. I was so mad. I was like, oh!
Laura was like, this guy's lucky. I was really thinking about bashing his car with my car. Just like committing like... You know, like a hit and run.
Just like floor it and push his truck out into the street.
People just don't even think.
I know.
And it's like, oh yeah, I parked. I'm officially parked. And they walk away and you're screwed.
You know, maybe they thought, oh, I'm leaving early. I'll be gone by the time this person leaves. No.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what I do for a living, bro.
Yeah.
I wake up earlier than you.
We do not have normal human hours.
Yeah.
And if you do someone a favor, it's like you go to pick up for the kids. I'm like, well, I'll back up as far as I can so another car can get in. Well, that car will come in and then park all the way up on you.
Right.
So now I got to wait for some mom to get back to her minivan before I can even take my kids home.
Completely blocked.
Same idea.
In. Yeah.
Super Bowl 57 obviously coming up this weekend, and Patrick Mahomes has been so focused on the game that he forgot to make plans for Valentine's Day.
Oh.
But you know what? His wife or girlfriend, whoever it is, they won the lottery. Does he really need to get you? How about after the Super Bowl, I buy you a truck?
Yeah, in his $500 million contract.
Yeah, I mean,
he's
like
the $500 million man.
Does he need to? Is it really that big of a deal if he doesn't do something?
I'd be like, you have our credit card, right?
The only unfortunate thing about being with Patrick Mahomes is that you have to listen to him talk.
The Muppet?
That voice.
Oh, rubbing my leg.
He was asked about the holiday by a reporter at the team's media day.
I didn't even notice it was coming up, so don't tell her I said that, but I'll make sure I have some plans now, and I think I don't know when it is. I know it's February 14th. I just don't know what day of the week. I don't know what day of the week. But I'll make sure to make plans now. I appreciate you reminding me.
It'd be so hard to just if you were the best quarterback in the league, your teammates would be laughing at you.
I don't know when it is. I know it's February 14th. I just don't know what day of the week. I don't know what day of the week. But I'll make sure to make plans now.
So Muppeteer.
That's my favorite. I love when people do weird things with their voice.
What day of the week? I don't know what day of the week. But I'll make sure to make plans now. I appreciate you reminding me.
It's a weird voice. Well, you're right.
And his job is to yell and scream on the field, right? So he Muppets to the whole group.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
There will be some great commercials, I hope. At least we know there's going to be one, and that's the Breaking Bad commercial for the popcorners.
Mm-hmm.
Chips.
I have purposefully not been watching these commercials because I don't want them to be ruined.
Yeah, well, I'm going to ruin another one for you here.
God damn it.
Uber Eats has a commercial out, and this is, I guess, got a bunch of one-hit wonders in the commercial.
Okay.
All right.
Like, what one-hit wonder comes to mind when you think of one-hit wonder?
That new Radical song.
What's that?
You only get what you give. One dance left. You know?
No.
Don't know that song.
I think of like
Call Me Maybe is a one hit wonder.
Or like
Call Me
Girl.
Maybe. Barbie Girls. Aqua had another song too.
Oh. No, they did not.
They did.
No.
I just don't remember the name of it. Yeah. And I don't think it was a hit. I just remember listening to it.
There was another one recorded.
Here is Uber Eats doing a Super Bowl commercial with all these one hit wonders.
Okay.
One hit for Uber One.
One hit?
Uber One can save you on rides and eats. Yeah, it's kind of sweet.
That's cool. What else we got?
Uber One saves you forever. Rides and eats, save on whatever.
Okay, Donna.
Your milkshakes cost way less than before. This membership is better.
Hey, yo, you like milkshakes?
How does the fox save Uber One?
Oh.
Ho, ho, ho.
Uber One. Uber One saves me. Saves me.
Yeah.
Way more. Uber One.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's pretty, awesome.
I mean, for cheesiness,
it's cheesy, but I like it. Mm-hmm. I like jingles. I don't know why it makes me laugh when people change the lyrics to like popular songs for their stupid product. They're so cheesy, but I always laugh.
I'm into it. I love things that you are familiar with that have been changed to make you laugh.
Laura and I have a favorite mascot, a favorite TV commercial.
What's that?
What is our favorite TV commercial?
Little Sweet.
Oh, the Sweet. Justin
Pepper
Guarini.
Little Sweet.
Little Sweet.
Yeah, it's Justin Guarini from American Idol season one.
Season one runner-up.
Yeah, season one runner-up. And also from the movie Justin to Kelly.
Oh, yes, that's where I know him from.
Man.
That's where most people know him.
Cinematic. That word.
What what did he work with? He was also on a show. Didn't he like was he the announcer for a show or something?
At one point he was the correspondent for the Ryan Seacrest show.
That's what it was.
But now is a voice of a cartoon, like a big time cartoon. I don't remember exactly what it is, but he's got a legit gig now.
That makes sense. I can see him as a voice actor.
Where we don't have to look at him and be like, that is so Guarini right now.
Right.
There's a lot of those big actors who have become voice actors, like the guy who played Biff. His name is Thomas something. The guy who played Biff Tannen in Back to the Future, he does mostly like cartoons and video games and stuff.
Huh. That's a lucrative gig.
Well, and also he's so typecast as Biff that it's a lot easier.
He doesn't look anything like that anymore. He was in the movie The Informant with Matt Damon. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at this guy going, I recognize
Matt
this dude.
Matt Damon.
Looking at this guy. And I'm looking and I go, wait, that is fucking old fat Biff Tannen. So he's acting a little bit, but he's so bloated that you don't even recognize him. Or at least I didn't. He was in half the movie and I didn't even notice it was him.
It's weird that like for the 30 years of their life, you'd be jealous of it. And then at this point, you're like, I don't know if I'd want to chase Biff.
Like I was thinking about with Christopher Lloyd. Like they say Christopher Lloyd is like a classically trained actor, but he's just Doc Brown.
And that's how we remember him. He's like, I was in so many great Shakespearean.
Yeah, this guy can play like really good. They say if, I can't remember the king's name, but some king from a Shakespeare play. They say, if you can play this king, you can act. Like this is a hard role.
And he's the crusher.
And he played it, I guess, is what
that's awesome.
Michael J. Fox said. But yeah, you think about that. Like does he hate it? You know, at least he embraced it, unlike Harrison Ford with Star Wars.
And at least they're rich, right? Because at the end of the day, the money saves the day. Yeah. The other person who made all the money in the world but is a classic trained actor and was going to be remembered as one thing, Al Bundy.
Mm-hmm.
He is a classically trained stage actor who got the Bundy role.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh shit, now I'm the guy with his hands down his pants. I'm supposed to be.
I mean, he's still Al Bundy, even after Modern Family. I don't even remember the character's name on the show. I know his name is Ed O'Neill in real life, but like, It was Jay. Yeah, because I just was using Jay.
I was trying to think of how does she say it.
Oh, I loved Modern Family.
It was classic.
I started watching that when the pilot aired. I was on board. That show started at the same time this show called Cougar Town started.
Oh yeah, Courtney Cox.
Courtney Cox, and the first two seasons were fucking hilarious.
And then she had a facelift and it was weird.
God. Yeah, this show
have
got
you
bad.
Guys tried watching network television lately? It's so bad. I
try not to.
I was watching Saturday Night Live. I was just like too lazy to find something to watch, so yeah. I just turned on the TV and Saturday Night Live happened to be on. And then like after it, there was some show. I don't even know what it was, but I was watching it and I was like, oh. My God.
Speaking of network TV, CBS is considering not replacing James Corden with another show, but bringing back, it was a reboot of another show that I want to say Chris Hardwick was the host of it before.
I feel like I saw this earlier and I can't remember.
Yeah,
Singled Out?
No. See, hold on.
He was also the host of that.
May not replace, CBS may not replace Corden.
Is it going to be like another
At Midnight? Type of... Do you remember that show At Midnight?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It was a great show. So they're thinking about replacing James Corden, well, at least when he leaves, because he's leaving, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're just thinking about putting At Midnight back on. And I don't know if they'll bring back Chris Hardwick, but they should because he was great.
Yeah, I like Chris Hardwick.
I can't even think of who that is. What's Singled Out?
Singled Out was him and Jenny McCarthy, the MTV dating show. It was huge. It launched Jenny McCarthy into the stratosphere, and it aired in like the mid-90s. That's how long Chris Hardwick
was
around.
How old do you think he is?
He's got to be 50 years old or more.
He doesn't look it, but he's 51.
Yeah.
He does not look it at all.
And Singled Out's the only reason I would guess that, because he has a boyish look.
Yeah.
But Singled Out was so long ago. I mean, 51. I was in high school.
I like At Midnight. There's... you know, I like James Corden too. I think they should do another show, but if you know, nobody's really watching those shows anymore, if they're just going to dump millions into it and not get the return on it, why do it, I suppose?
It's true.
I don't know.
Oh, I know who Chris Hardwick is.
Yeah, he always hosted like the Talking Dead, Talking
those.
Saul,
mm-hmm.
Talking Breaking Bad, okay. Talking Bad.
Yeah. Breaking Talk.
Yeah, that's not a bad gig, just to interview people about their show.
And it's really no true original content.
Easy.
You're just fanning.
Easy.
Oh, yeah. Lucky.
Yeah, what else?
You guys, I have something to say.
What?
I got to pee again.
Oh, okay. So I'm assuming that means you want us to wrap
this up?
Wrapping
this up or what?
Laura's like, end the podcast. Well.
We got like 10 more minutes.
10 minutes? No, we have a meeting.
Maybe
we can't
30. Maybe 30 more minutes.
Yeah. No.
You can't tell him you have to pee because now he's going to hold you.
Yeah, that's true.
No, we can go.
No, we're going to stay.
I just wanted to play this
song. I'm staying without you guys.
Okay.
I wanted to play this song. And we can go.
Podcast continues.
What do you got?
It's Drew's Donkey Show podcast.
Sounds boring.
What is it?
We're
no.
not going to take it.
Beautiful.
No, we ain't going to take it. We're not going to take it anymore. To choose, and there ain't no way we'll lose it. This is our life, this is our song. Ooh, we're right, we're free, we'll fight. You'll see, you'll see. We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it.
listening to Tanner and Drew's Donkey Show. Heard daily at 1059thebrew.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.